Welcome to the Fairy Tales of India, where we bring to you stories of kings and queens, of princes and fairies, and of crafty wizards and magical beasts. These are classic tales of adventure, magic, and drama from India, brought to you in a new avatar by Gatha Story. To learn more, visit MythsAndLegendsIndia.com.
Bholu the Monkey Boy. Once, there lived a farmer in a small village near a forest with his wife, 6 sons and 2 daughters. His children were all grown up and had families of their own. They all lived together in a large house. The farmer, named Shamu, was a hard-working man. But he was proud of his belongings, and that made him arrogant. While he was working in the fields one afternoon, a sadhu approached him and asked for some food. The farmer replied rudely,
"I work hard all day in the fields and grow the crops. The grain from my fields is where I get my rotis from. What have you done to deserve a share of my food?"
The sadhu felt insulted and cursed the farmer. He said,
"You have dishonored a sadhu. For this, you and your family will suffer."
Saying so, the sadhu disappeared. The next day, the farmer was bitten by a snake and he died. He left behind his children and as well as his wife, who was carrying their 9th child. Because of the sadhu's curse, this child was born with the face of a monkey. The villagers and the farmer's relatives were very annoyed to see the monkey-faced boy. They thought it was a bad omen to have such a child in the house and advised the farmer's wife to give the baby away. She refused, saying, "This is my child, and God has blessed me with him. I will not give him up, but will raise him like my other children." Her relatives said,
"If you choose to rear a monkey boy, then you will have to leave the family."
Her other children did not offer any support either.
"You are welcome to leave with this boy, mother," her eldest son replied, "for he is an embarrassment and we do not want him in the house."
But everyone knew the real reason. As it were, Shamu's property was to be divided in 10 equal shares. That is, his wife and his 9 children. But the other siblings had plotted against their mother and youngest brother. As a result, the property would be divided into only 8 shares, which meant more wealth for each of the 8 children. Savitri, who was Shamu's widow, left the village with her young son. She began to live with her child in a hut right outside the village. She named her son Bholu. With time, he came to be known as Bholu the Monkey Boy. He looked like an ape, but he could talk like a human being. One day, his brothers began to clear the jungle. They needed more land to grow crops. All of them carried axes, hatchets, and other tools to cut down the trees and clear the grub. Bholu also carried a hatchet, and went with them. He asked them,
Where can I clear land so that I can also plow the fields?
The brothers made fun of him and showed him the place where the jungle was the thickest.
This is where you will till the land, if you can clear it,
one of them replied. Bholu was a strong and stout boy, but just like his name, he was a simpleton and took his brother's advice to heart. He went into the deep, dark forest and drove his hatchet into the trunk of a tree. Afterwards, he returned to his brothers and watched them working. It was hard work, chopping the trees, carrying the trunks away, removing the stones and clearing the scrub. Finally, when they had finished their work for the day, he went back to the forest and fetched his hatchet. It was dusk by the time he returned home. Every day he followed this routine. One day his brothers asked,
"Why do you spend all this time with us? Why don't you do your own work?"
To which Bholu replied,
"I come here when I am tired of cutting down trees."
His brothers laughed at the reply and said,
"Is it so? Take us to your land. We would like to see the clearing."
The next morning, Bholu took them to the middle of the forest. What did his brothers see? Can you imagine a dark, dense forest with tall trees and creepers and wild animals roaming about? But no. To his brothers' astonishment, they saw a large clearing. It was huge, bigger than they had been able to make for themselves.
"How is this possible?"
they began to wonder. They thought that their youngest brother had been blessed with magical powers. Bholu had a secret that nobody else knew. Many years ago, he had once gone to the forest while wandering about and had met a sadhu. He was the same sadhu who had cursed the farmer. Upon learning Bholu's story, the sadhu realized that in his anger, he had done grave injustice to Bholu and his mother. Therefore, he had blessed the boy and given him a boon. The sadhu had said, "You will be able to talk to trees, birds, animals, and insects. They will soon become your friends, and they will come to your aid when you need help." When Bholu had gone to the forest on the very first day to clear the jungle, he had asked the tall trees,
"I need to clear this land to grow crops. Will you help me?"
The trees had replied,
"We have been living here for hundreds of years, and now are old and drying out. If you take our seeds and plant them near the hill, we will happily give way for you to start farming here."
Bholu had found the tree's suggestion reasonable, and he planted the seeds near the hills. After he had done so, the trees withered away. As a result, he was able to create the huge clearing that his brothers were now starting at.
"Very well, you have cleared the land. But now, you will have to plow it.
One of his brothers said,
We are all going to grow rice. Let us see what you come up with.
But Bholu had no plow or cattle, nor any seeds to plant. He was disappointed. Seeing his sad face, his mother Savitri asked, What is wrong, Beta Bholu? He told her about his brother's plans to plant rice.
But mother, we do not have any rice seeds or cattle or plow. How will I be able to cultivate rice?
His mother replied, Son, the only thing we have in the house is a pumpkin. So, please take the seeds of the pumpkin and sow them in your farm. Bholu's face lit up and he happily took the seeds with him. A few days later, when Bholu's brothers had finished sowing their land, they asked him,
What have you sown on your land, monkey boy?
He told them, I have sown rice. The brothers laughed heartily because they knew their brother's poor condition.
He has no rice to sow,
they said to themselves,
while we have plowed and sowed various grains and rice on our farms.
Soon, the crops on their lands began to mature and they began to guard their crop. Bholu, on the other hand, would while away his time roaming about in the countryside and would only visit his farm in the morning. One day, the brothers decided to visit Bholu's land and saw only pumpkins instead of rice. They all burst into laughter.
Our brother must be so foolish. He probably thinks he has sown rice when he ended up planting pumpkin seeds instead.
Several weeks later, the elder brother's crop of rice was ripe and they prepared to offer the first harvest to the gods. Bholu keenly watched the ceremony. That evening, the brothers invited Bholu and his mother for a feast. But instead of serving them the delightful dishes and the rice, they offered a few fruits and very little food for them to eat. Bholu was disappointed and his mother was very sad. That night, he decided to invite his brothers and their families for a feast. 2 or 3 days later, he told his mother to clean the courtyard and went to invite his brothers. Afterwards, he went to the farm and brought home the biggest pumpkin that he could find. He offered to the gods, and after that, he sliced off the top of the pumpkin. Do you know what he found inside that pumpkin? He saw that the inside was full of rice. He took the pumpkin to his mother, and they both filled the rice in several sacks. Both of them were delighted indeed, but decided to keep it a secret because they thought someone would steal the harvest from their farm. Now you might wonder how the pumpkins had grains of rice in them. Remember the boon given by the sadhu to Bholu? While sowing the pumpkin seeds into the ground, he had uttered the words. These beautiful, magical words.
Here I am sowing pumpkin seeds. But how I wish these were grains of rice.
The plants that eventually grew from the seeds had heard this, and they had happily obliged. Anyways, now let's get back to that part of the story where Bholu and his mother are getting ready for the feast. Savitri had cooked so much food that all of her elder sons and their wives might have enough food to eat. It was late afternoon and nobody had turned up. Bholu began to wonder why neither his brothers nor their wives arrived yet.
Maybe they think we might not have enough food to serve them, Savitri said to him.
He went to the village and knocked on the doors of his brother's house. He called all of them and said,
Come, there is more than enough food for all of us. Come, let us enjoy the feast.
Reluctantly, Bholu's brothers and their wives followed.
Let us see what this monkey boy has prepared for us,
they said among themselves. But to their surprise, when they came to the hut where Bholu and his mother lived, they were astonished to see so much food to eat.
Wonder where he got all this rice from?
The brothers asked themselves.
Did he steal the rice from us? But we have been guarding the fields, and after harvesting, our stores are all guarded. There is no way he could have taken the rice from us. And we know he does not have money to buy it from elsewhere. So what is the secret?
They wondered. After the complete crop was ripe, Bholu gathered all the pumpkins and was able to collect sufficient rice that would last for the whole year. The rest he sold in the market. With that money, he was able to buy new clothes for his mother Savitri and rebuild their run-down home. A few days later, the brothers went to a nearby town to buy horses, and Bholu also went with them. By this time, all his money had been spent, and all he could take with him was a coil of rope. Bholu's brothers were ashamed to take their monkey-faced brother with them and drove him away. Instead of returning home, Bholu ran towards the town and reached the place where the horse dealer lived. The brothers arrived late in the evening and decided to purchase the horses the following morning. They planned to ride on their horses on the way home. The sun had set and they camped for the night in a nearby inn or sarai. Bholu spent the night hiding on the roof of the stable. As the night advanced, he was woken up by some strange noises. It so happened that the horses had begun to talk to each other.
Do you know, tomorrow some people are coming to inspect us. They want to buy the horses. I want to know who among us can gallop farthest.
While every horse thought they were the fastest, one mare said,
I can gallop faster than any of you, not only on the ground, but I can also fly in the air. Therefore, I am the fastest.
Do you know, kids, what a mare is?
Well, a mare is a female horse or a girl horse. When Bholu heard the conversation among the horses, he decided to play a small trick. He climbed down and pricked a small thorn into the hoof of the mare's front left foot. The poor mare would feel the piercing pain caused by the thorn every time she would set her foot down, and therefore had to stand on her three legs with her left foot raised above the ground. The next morning, the brothers bought the horses, which pleased them, and rode off. They did not bother to buy the horse with a bad foot. Then Bholu went to the horse dealer and asked,
"Sir, why is the mare unable to stand on all four of her feet? Is she injured? Have you given her any medicine?"
The horse dealer replied,
"Indeed, I gave her some medicine, but it is no use. Her leg is injured and she is not eating well. Horses which fall sick die early. Sadly, there is nothing I can do."
Seeing this opportunity, Bholu asked the dealer,
If you are not using the mare, can you sell it to me in exchange for this coil of rope?"
The dealer, thinking that the animal was useless, agreed. Bholu, the monkey boy, took the limping mare along with him. Once he was out of sight of the dealer, he took out the thorn from the mare's left foot, and now she could run. Bholu mounted the mare and rode after his brothers. When he had nearly overtaken them, the mare rose into the air and flew past Bholu's brothers. She and Bholu arrived home in no time. Bholu mounted off and tied the mare outside his house. Soon he had cleaned himself, had his dinner, and began to wait for his brothers. The brothers arrived several hours later. When they saw the monkey boy and his mare, they wanted to know how he had got home first. He boasted of how swift his mare was, and so they arranged to have a race and match their horses against his. The race took place 2 or 3 days later, and Bholu's mare easily beat all the other horses. In 2 or 3 years' time, Bholu became rich, and now it was time for his marriage. Savitri was very keen to get him married, but didn't know how to find him a bride. She went and asked her sons for help. They laughed at her and mocked their brother. "No woman would ever want to marry him with his monkey face." Bholu heard this and was very sad. He left his house, taking his mare along. He spent the next several days wandering and thinking, "No matter how much I prove myself, I would never be respected or loved by my elder brothers." It was nearly 1 month since he had set off on his journey. One morning, he came to the banks of a river. He sat there sadly, thinking about what to do next. Suddenly, he heard a cry for help. He saw a girl in the water who was about his age. She was pointing to a tree. On the tree was a huge python, and it was getting ready to jump into the water. Bholu mounted his mare and asked her to rescue the girl. The mare flew into the air and soon was heading towards the girl. Bholu bent down and offered his hand to the girl, who quickly grabbed it. But just as he sat on the mare's back, the python grabbed Bholu's foot and dragged him into the water. The big and ferocious python began to coil itself around Bholu and began to strangle him. But the brave boy used all his strength to free his hands. Then he grabbed the python's tail and bit it with his powerful jaw. The python screamed in pain, let go of Bholu, and disappeared into the water. He swam towards the river bank, tired, wet, and cold. The girl thanked him. He brushed it off, saying he was happy to help. She was surprised to hear him speak in her language and asked him where he came from. He told her his story and explained what had brought him there. She smiled and asked him,
"I will be happy to marry you. You are brave and strong and yet so humble."
Bholu was taken aback and asked her,
"I only helped you because it was the right thing to do. But now, please, do not mock me."
"I'm telling you the truth, Bholu," she replied. "You are the kindest, most sensitive person I've met. The boys our age in my village don't treat me with so much kindness and respect."
The monkey boy was touched by her words and accepted her proposal happily. But the girl's family was furious when they learned that she wanted to marry a boy with a monkey face. They came out with weapons to attack Bholu. But by then, Bholu and the girl had eloped, thanks to the mare, who could not only gallop faster than any other horse, but could also fly in the air. When Bholu appeared with his bride at his village, all the villagers, including his brothers and their families, were astonished. Savitri was very happy to see that such a lovely girl had agreed to marry her youngest son. The wedding took place with great celebrations. The villagers learnt about Bholu's bravery, and they regretted for treating Bholu and his mother so poorly. He was no longer called the monkey boy, but his deeds became legendary.
Thank you for listening to this awesome story from Fairy Tales of India. You can listen to many such stories in English, Hindi, and soon in many other languages. To learn more, visit mlftpodcast.in.
The story was narrated by Shirali Biju for Fairy Tales of India and has been produced by Gatha Story.